News, GIS News, a roundup of government lead stories for the week.
Jamaica now heads the International Network for Bamboo and Rattan, IMBAR, an intergovernmental organization of countries that have bamboo and or rattan resources in quantities that can be commercialized. Chairman of the Bureau of Standards Jamaica BSJ, Professor Winston Davidson, said the IMBAR Council selected Jamaica as the new chair of the organization at its recent meeting in Addis Ababa, Ethiopia. He says the appointment will help Jamaica further develop its bamboo industry and establish the country as a major player in bamboo product standardization. Minister of National Security Peter Bunting says the Jamaica Constabulary Force is reclaiming public property used by criminal organizations to fund their operations. Minister Bunting, who was speaking recently on the Jamaica Information Service television program Issues and Answers, noted that most organized criminal networks are driven by commercial motives and the strategy is to choke off their supply of funds.
So wherever criminal groups have commandeered parking lots and then they proceed to operate it as a commercial parking facility, wherever they've commandeered any public space or public facility and using it to turn a profit, using it to extort payment from public passenger vehicles, the police are really targeting these areas to choke off the fuel, so to speak, for the criminal organizations.
The areas being targeted by the police include downtown Kingston, Spanish Town, Montego Bay, as well as several town centers, major towns, commercial and market districts across the island. The management of the Mandeville Regional Hospital in Manchester has secured an additional 4 acres of land in keeping with its strategic plan to further develop and expand the institution's facilities and services. The property, adjacent to the hospital on Caledonia Road in Mandeville, was acquired from the Ministry of Transport, Works and Housing. Chief Executive Officer of the hospital, Alwyn Miller, says consideration is being given to relocating the outpatient department, which is earmarked for expansion. Mr. Miller says the acquisition will also provide the opportunity to explore development and installation of additional water storage tanks and rainwater harvesting facilities.
One of the concerns that we have always had, we do have our storage facility here. The usage of the hospital has grown since it was established and it can no longer store sufficient water for us beyond maybe a few days.
The Kingston and St. Andrew Corporation, KSAC, on Tuesday launched the Jamaica Recycling Cooperative Local Economic Development LED program at the Riverton Recycling Plant. The LED program is part of a strategy by the local government ministry to maximize local economic growth with emphasis on job creation and poverty reduction. It involves the recycling of plastic bottles and eventually cardboard. Speaking at the launch, Mayor of Kingston Senator Angela Brown Burke called on community members to help provide the raw material for the project, noting that its success has to be driven by all the parties involved.
What we want to say to them today, rather than just collecting the bottles, putting them in a bag, and asking the National Solid Waste Management Authority to pick it up and throw it, here is a good use to which it can be put.
Meanwhile, Minister of Local Government Noel Arscott notes that the project has already provided employment for 12 persons. And self-employed persons should find it easier to file and pay their taxes in 2015. This as Tax Administration Jamaica, TAJ, has introduced a new single form which allows individuals to file their annual income tax, education tax, National Housing Trust, NHT, and National Insurance Scheme, NIS, contributions in one location. The self-employed person's annual return of income taxes and contributions form S04 officially came into effect on January 1, 2015. Communications Officer at Tax Administration Jamaica Leighton Beckles says the new form will save self-employed persons time, money, and effort. Mr. Beckles says the introduction of the new form is in keeping with initiatives to modernize and amalgamate vital services to make it easier for persons to do business in Jamaica. Those were some of the top stories making news last week. I'm Anjui James Sawyers.
The GOJ News Recap, weekends right here on this station. A production of the Jamaica Information Service, the voice of Jamaica.